The purpose of this show is solely to provide information for you to make your own decisions on the subjects that are presented.
Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. The big China threat. We have a massive threat from the communists. And of course, it's been going on for a long time. So that's nothing new, but we have to deal with the big China threat. And we can't ignore it. Well, Sam Fettes was on with Frank Gaffney dealing with this, dealing with all sorts of things, actually. So don't want to waste any time. I want to jump right into it and get into their conversation. Let's get right into it. Take a listen.
And more to the point, what is the Biden administration actually doing that seems very much at odds with that messaging?
Well, I mean, you know, we seem to come back to this all the time, right? We have discussions about what meeting just took place in D.C. or where what carrier battle group is or all of this. And we ignore the not inconsequential fact that the guy sitting in the Oval Office, by my count, as best I can tell, has taken something like $31 million from guys directly tied to Chinese intelligence. So not just has some business dealings in China or other things which might themselves be things we should be concerned about, but no, I mean, Chinese spies have funneled millions of dollars directly to him.
And you're making a distinction between what's been reported in terms of some of that going to his son, Hunter, but you're saying Joe Biden, President of the United States, Commander-in-Chief of our armed forces, has taken personally something on the order of $31 million Chinese intelligence?
As best.
Think about that, $31 million. $31 million. We have been sold out. And this threat is really being overlooked. And you would think like the FBI or somebody else would do something about this. But it's amazing how our country has been sold out. And how are we going to recover from this kind of thing? I don't know. Take a listen.
Best I can tell, that is certainly my opinion. And and again, I mean,
your informed opinion, I think, is the point.
One would hope. Yes. Yeah. And as a guy who did this for a living for a long time, we lived in this world. I mean, I keep coming back to, I mean, here's a fact. The tip of the spear for the Chinese in this whole thing with contacts with the Bidens and funneling money was a guy who went by the name Patrick Ho in the United States of America. All right. Well, we don't have to wonder who Patrick Ho was or what he was up to because the Bureau arrested him. Department of Justice prosecuted him and he went to federal prison on our soil for buying foreign officials on behalf of the Chinese government. We only prosecuted him for the money he gave to Uganda and Chad, as if memory serves. At the same time, the exact same things that he was doing that we put him in prison for, he was doing with the Biden crime family. And yet the DOJ chose to just walk on by. We're seriously going to have Joe Biden sitting in the White House in the Oval Office and pretend like we do not know this. And as if he's acting in good faith and his administration is acting in good faith.
Do you think his administration is acting in good faith? Well, obviously, I know you guys don't. I know you understand we have been sold out to China. And I wish I could give you an answer of what to do beyond this point, other than we just have to expose what they are doing.
as much as we possibly can, expose the corruption as much as we can. And the more we expose it, the better chance we have of defeating what the Chinese are trying to do. And what are the Chinese trying to do? They're trying to take our culture down. They're trying to take down everything that is American and basically put America in its pocket. Here's more.
Yeah. I mean, you know,
you know, Sam, ludicrous. We have, as you say, returned to this theme a lot because, for heaven's sakes, it screams out, at least to, you know, people who have some experience with national security, as a flashing red danger light. You've made a very interesting point in some of our previous conversations, and I just have to insert a quote that I cite endlessly, is your assessment of what this arrangement actually translates into, right, in terms of Joe Biden being a controlled asset of the Chinese Communist Party. You've on occasion remarked that there's no such thing as an uncontrolled asset. Right. You're either controlled or you're actually a liability.
Yeah.
So when Joe Biden is sitting in the Oval Office, and look, you know, obviously our team has to know of this compromise, but surely so do the Japanese and the Filipinos. What's going on in their heads as they calculate the quality of the kind of commitment that they're hearing from us? And we'll talk in a minute about, so what other evidence is it that they're, that this may not be all that it's cracked up to be in the region, but just at this level of leadership, what are your thoughts, sir?
Well, you know, my thoughts are that MSNBC and company can choose to pretend like they can't see this if they choose. That doesn't actually alter reality, and it doesn't alter reality for the Filipinos, the Taiwanese, the South Koreans, the Japanese, for everybody else. They're seeing this and understand that the enemy is inside the wire here. We are compromised, and therefore you are now in a reality where you really have to face the prospect that when the balloon goes up, you are completely on your own.
Completely on your own. That we are completely compromised. And, well, when you have a president that's willing to sell out America, really for any price, this is what happens. Complete compromise. No chance for your own country if